The Senate will come to order. Senator Murphy.
Good morning, Mr. President. I impose a call of the Senate.
The Senate is now under call. Senator Murphy.
Mr. President, I move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and that the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Members, will you be so kind as to stand? Members, it is in our tradition that we start with prayer. Today's chaplain is Reverend Elijah McDavid III from Fellowship Missionary Baptist Church in Minneapolis, who's also the pastor of my committee legislative assistant, Taylor Tidwell Bennett. As a gentle reminder, following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Good morning, all. It's a pleasure to be here. Would you bow for a brief word of prayer with me? God, our Creator, we pause for a moment in recognition of the fact that we need your wisdom, your creativity, and your strength. We stand in a room that represents great authority, and yet in these seats of power, we pray that you would give us humility. Humility to open our ears towards challenging dialogue. Humility to think beyond our own selfish interests and desires. Humility to know that we are crafting legislation not for the moment, but to know that we are writing the scripts that will impact the lives of those not yet born. So we call into the space all of those who are hurting, our unhoused sisters and brothers, our children falling behind in school, our elderly who cannot access the health care they need, and all of your precious daughters and sons who need relief from anxiety, stress, and fatigue. Our prayer is that something will happen in this session that will radically transform the trajectory of someone's life. So God, grant us your vision. Help us to see communities rather than dollars. Help us to see souls rather than statistics. And help us to see a future that is worthy of our ancestors' dreams. This is our hope and our prayer. In the name of all that is healing and whole, we pray. Amen.
Thank you, members. The secretary will take the roll.
Abler, Anderson, Barr, Bolden, Carlson, Champion, Clark, Coleman, Swadzinski, Dames, Dibble, Dornick, Dreheim, Drazkowski, Duckworth, Farnsworth, Fete, Frentz, Green, Grunhagen, Gustafson, Hochschild, Herr, Hoffman, Housley, Howe, Jasinski, Johnson, Johnson-Stewart, Klein, Curran, Kroon, Kunisch, Kupek, Lang, Latz, Liske, Limmer, Lucero, Mann, Marty, Matthews, McQuade, McEwen, Miller, Mitchell, Mohammed, Murphy, Nelson, Umoverbaten, Pappas, Pa, Port, Pratt, Putnam, Rarick, Rasmussen, Rest, Seeberger, Utke, Weber, Wiesenberg, Westland, Westrom, Wickland, Zhang.
Members, a quorum is present. Members, if you'd like to follow along, I'm reading from Senate Agenda dated Wednesday, April 9th. We will begin at the third order of business. Messages from the House. The Secretary will read the first message.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following Senate file herewith returned. Senate file number 1075, a bill for an act relating to transportation, modifying requirements for the exception to window glazing requirements. Signed, Patrick Duffy Murphy, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Members, no action is required. The Secretary will now read the next message.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following House files herewith transmitted. House file numbers 62, 1471, 1659, 1662, 1723, 2067, 2184, and 2296.
Again,
signed,
members,
Patrick
no
Duffy,
action
Murphy,
is
Chief
required.
Clerk, House of Representatives.
We will now go to the fourth order of business, which is first reading of House bills. Senator Murphy for a motion.
Mr. President, I move that House file number 62 be laid on the table.
To that motion, all in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Senator Murphy.
Mr. President, I move that House file number 1471 be laid on the table.
To that motion, all in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Senator Murphy for a motion.
Mr. President, I move that House file 1659 be laid on the table.
To that motion, all in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Senator Murphy for a motion.
Mr. President, I move that House file 1662 be laid on the table.
To that motion, all in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Senator, please note the remaining House files have been given their first reading and referred as indicated. We will now proceed to the fifth order of business, which is reports of committees. Senator Murphy for a motion to adopt committee reports.
Mr. President, I move that the committee reports printed in the agenda be adopted with the exception of the report pertaining to the Senate concurrent resolution number 4.
On the adoption of the committee reports, all in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Give me one moment, members. Members, we'll now proceed to the seventh order of business, which is second reading of House bills. The Secretary will read the House file numbers.
House file numbers 1355 and 1792.
The House files have been given their second reading. Members, we'll now go to the eighth order of business, which is introduction and first reading of Senate bills. The bills listed on today's introduction calendar are given their first reading and referred as indicated. With only one change, members, if you look at page 1, you'll see Senate file number 3342. That bill has been referred to the Committee on Labor. Members, as I mentioned, the bills listed on today's introduction calendar are given their first reading and referred as indicated. We will now proceed to the ninth order of business, which is motions and resolutions. We will adopt the author's motions as one motion. All in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Members, for your knowledge, Senate Resolution number 30 will be referred to the Committee on Rules and Administration and no action is required. We will now go to the 13th order of business for announcements of Senate interests. Any announcements of Senate interests? Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session. Senators Carlson, Senators Duckworth, Senator Fateh, and Senator Port. Any other announcements of Senate interest? Seeing none, Senator Murphy for a motion.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate do now adjourn until Thursday, April 10th at 11 a.m.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate is now adjourned.